Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 31st of July. The US Federal Reserve meeting offered few surprises as to the decisions taken. There were two dissents. Fed Chair Powell did their best to suggest that there was sound economic reasoning behind those dissents, but markets are bound to suspect that the reasoning amounted to little more than an excited pick me, accompanied by jumping up and down and waving hands in the general direction of the White House. The tone of Powell's remarks was perhaps somewhat more hawkish, inasmuch as the uncertainty around inflation was stressed. Inflation is coming, but then so is a growth slowdown in the United States. The details of yesterday's second quarter GDP report are hardly to be taken too seriously, but they did certainly suggest a rather problematic outlook ahead. In particular, the more sluggish consumer and the weaker investment levels speak to uncertainty and the consequences of having front-loaded purchases in the past. Meanwhile, uncertainty persists over trade policy as the US administration's trade tax numbers start to resemble nothing so much as a random number generator. US consumers must now pay a 15% tax to buy goods from South Korea and a 25% tax to buy goods from India. But apparently the Indian number is not final, maybe? And the gyrations around the taxation of copper sales in the United States are quite remarkable. At this stage, the details matter less in a macroeconomic sense. The general trade tax burden on US consumers is the highest since 1935, and the dynamics of increasing US consumer taxes is the most dramatic in three generations. The details matter to individual companies and sectors, but can now generally be disregarded as noise around the macroeconomic level. Today is likely to be rather focused on inflation around the world. We have more preliminary inflation figures from the various provinces of the glittering wonder that is the euro. Spain's consumer price numbers were a fraction higher than had been expected yesterday, but without having any details at this stage, it's hard to know whether this is a reflection of the exceptional strength of the Spanish tourism sector or something in the domestic economy. France, Germany, and Italy provide their versions of the preliminary July consumer price inflation data today. Disinflation forces are expected to push inflation rates slightly lower in all cases. Meanwhile, the US personal consumer expenditure deflator will be accompanying the consumer spending report for June. US inflation is expected to rise a little on this measure, but only a very small part of this can be directly attributed to trade taxes. June was pretty much the earliest that trade taxes were likely to show up in any meaningful way at all in US data, and the first wave of April trade taxes will really only be properly visible by September. The spending data is also of interest. There are clearly hints at some concerns coming through, but it's important to remember that while US spending power is under pressure from the trade taxes, the middle-income consumer does have resources that they can call upon, credit cards and saving stockpiles. Spending on having fun is a powerful addiction in an ever-increasingly visible era of social media, and some resilience there is to be expected. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.